This podcast is brought to you by my Christmas stocking sampler. Get two of my books and two t-shirts for only $19.99. That's a $50 savings. Order now at HowieCarshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
CDC put out a travel warning saying do not travel for Thanksgiving. Apparently, a lot of people are not listening.
Not listening. They were getting out of town, a lot of packed airports, and this is in the midst, of course, this coronavirus crisis, and we have an outbreak we're in the midst of right now, showing no signs of slowing down.
This is Kafka-esque. Kafka-esque!
When there is a vaccine, are you going to require all of your passengers to be vaccinated before they get on a plane?
For international travelers, that we will ask people to have a vaccination before they can get on the aircraft.
Now it's Orwellian!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know what love is on Thanksgiving? I love you so much, and I'm so thankful for you, that I'm not going to see you.
You want people calling the police on their neighbors, not emergency lines or 911?
This is no different than what happens if there's a party down the street and it's keeping everyone away.
That could be a yes.
Yes, yes.
Don't be a turkey.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, my God, Murphy.
How you doing?
Such a
You having fun with your family?
Listen, man. This is private property. They're not wanted here.
I'm not doing anything wrong.
Don't worry about my health. My health isn't your concern.
We're meant to be wearing a mask.
Come back with the warrant or leave.
Don't like
it. We will not comply. We will not comply.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Celebrate with members of your household and avoid any group get-togethers. If you do anything more than that, you really ought to wear a mask. Don't share food or drink. And if necessary, open windows to allow for ventilation.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show and welcome to Newsmax. If you are a new viewer, it is Thanksgiving week. And Newsmax will be on the air. The bar rooms, the taverns, the gin mills in Pennsylvania may be shut down on Thanksgiving Eve, but we will still be here. And don't you think this is just a dry run, so to speak, in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania for Christmas and Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve and New Year's? Who would have ever thought that Prohibition would be making a comeback in 2020? But it is in these blue states, where they say no more fun. People get together on Thanksgiving Eve when they come home for their family gatherings, and so they tend to have a few drinks with their high school buddies, their old fishing pals, army veterans that they served with. So it's all down the tubes in Pennsylvania. This is what they want. COVID-19. Make the people submit. Anyway, we are going to keep talking about the recounts and the court challenges. It's not over yet. And we have with us now Boris Epstein. He's from the Trump campaign. He's the senior advisor for strategic communications. Boris Epstein, give me some good news. Give all the Newsmax viewers and our radio show listeners some good news here this afternoon.
Howie, great to talk to you as always, my friend. Remember seeing you during the 2016 campaign at the town hall in New Hampshire, was then candidate Trump before he became President Trump. So an honor to be on with you as always. Here's the good news. Just today, the Third Circuit, the Circuit Court of Appeals, granted us an expedited hearing on our appeal in the federal court in Pennsylvania, which is an appeal of a district court judge denying us the right to amend our complaint, which is supposed to be given freely. But, you know, as you know,
Obama judge.
Obama appointed judges.
Yeah.
That's nothing is straightforward. So we are continuing to do the recount in Wisconsin. I'm hearing that it is turning up what was expected, which is a huge amount of mail-in and absentee ballots, which should not have been cast, because in Wisconsin, Howie, you are not allowed to vote by mail or absentee as a right. It is a privilege. You have to apply. So we were expecting them this weekend in Milwaukee and Dane County, which is where Madison is, would turn up over 100,000 voters, mail-in absentee votes, which did not have approved application next to them. So we've got that going on. The Michigan Board of Canvassers is meeting right now as we speak. The meeting is going on. And we hope that they do the right thing and not certify, because in Wayne County, which is where Detroit is in Michigan, the voter roll, 71% of the voter rolls are unbalanced, which means the number of ballots is, and the number of people voted are not the same, which is absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah. Same thing that happened in 2016 when Jill Stein wanted a recount. And they saw how screwed up it was and how fraudulent the returns were in Detroit. They stopped the recount. What about John James, Boris? Is John James going to be the Michigan Senate candidate? He was way ahead on election night in Michigan, just like Donald Trump was. And then when all those mysterious votes came in at 4 a.m. in that truck, to some extent, that's what caused the change. He was down. So he hasn't conceded. Is he involved in any of this? Because if you could flip that Senate seat, then the Georgia Senate races, you want to win them, but they become moot. The Republicans still maintain control of the Senate one way or the other, and whatever happens in Georgia.
Well, John James is absolutely involved, and his representatives are at the hearing today at the Michigan State Board of Canvassers. And we are very optimistic that when all the legal votes are counted in Michigan and across the country, but specifically in Michigan, President Trump will be determined to have won Michigan, and John James, the American hero, will be determined to win that Senate seat. Now, we still need to move to win those Georgia seats, because I wouldn't want Mitt Romney to be the deciding vote for Republicans on anything.
Very good point. Yes. Now, what about Wisconsin? Now, the Democrats are screaming that, the Republicans are objecting to every ballot, which, you know, that's fine with me. I mean, if these are fraudulent ballots or illegal ballots, why shouldn't they be objecting? But they're saying they may have to flip it into court. And then you're going to run into these Democrat judges again at the state level. I mean, this, in the halls of justice, the only justice is in the halls, as Lenny Bruce used to say.
Lenny Bruce, funny. That's a great reference. Here's what I say. Wisconsin, the recount is going as we expected. And yes, Republicans are seeing a lot of ballots to object to. That's why they're objecting. Again, because, and this is just one part of it, but if somebody did not apply or was not granted the right to vote by mail or absentee, they could not have done so. And Republicans are going to stand strong on that. They've stood strong. They stood strong in the Wisconsin Election Commission when the Democrats tried to change the rules and make it harder to object, but they failed at doing so. So our people, the Republican rank and file, the leadership, they're all following President Trump's leadership here. They're all following President Trump's example and standing strong and making clear that we are going to absolutely expose all this Democrat corruption, and we're going to call them to account for the deep corruption the Democrat machines have been perpetrating in this country in cities like Philadelphia, Atlanta, Detroit, Milwaukee for decades. We are not going to stand for it.
What happened to Sidney Powell when that tweet went out last night? It depressed many of the people that are watching this or listening to this. And we really thought that Sidney Powell was going to bring the Kraken, as she said, release the Kraken. What happened to Sidney Powell last night?
She's still working on it. She put her own statement out. She's still working on the releasing the Kraken. She agreed with a statement from the Trump campaign and the legal team that she has been working on her own. There was never a formal engagement there, so she's still continuing her work. And we are focusing on the work at hand across all these key states where you've seen such a huge amount of election fraud in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona. We're running it all down. So the listeners, the viewers on Newsmax have to rest assured that the Trump legal team, under the leadership of Rudy Giuliani, and of course, under the ultimate leadership of President Trump, are ensuring that every option is exhausted to make sure that only the legal votes are counted.
What's the president's mood this afternoon, Boris Epstein?
Well, I've learned never to comment on the president's mood, but I will tell you that the Trump legal team is determined, and we're working under the direction of Rudy Giuliani, who's in constant contact with the president, and we are again focusing on each of these states and making sure that the Georgia recount, for example, is done correctly with signature matching. That in Pennsylvania, 700,000 mail-in ballots that were not allowed to be observed are not allowed to be counted because they're not legal ballots up to 700,000. In Wisconsin, that the recount goes forward. In Michigan, that we're standing strong in the state of Michigan and exposing, again, all the deep fraud that goes on in Detroit and Wayne County. Arizona, we are investigating a lot of election irregularities. 150,000 people in Arizona registered to vote after the initial deadline for registration was passed, and then it was extended by a court. Well, guess what? Constitutionally, it's only the state legislatures which are allowed to determine the laws around elections.
But have those ballots been mingled? Have those illegitimate ballots been mingled together with the legitimate ballots? It seems like that's one of the big problems here.
Yep, that is exactly what we're investigating. Over 11,000 overvotes in Arizona, which means more people voting that are conceptually able to vote in the state of Arizona. Over 30,000 people whose citizenship has not been proven voted in the state of Arizona. So all across the country, we are focusing on these deep, troubling issues, and we're making sure that only the legal votes count.
Is McSally still in the picture, or are there too many votes for her to overcome?
You know, I'm focusing very much on what the president and his legal team are doing. You'd have to ask Senator McSally that.
All right. Boris Epstein, senior advisor for strategic communications for Trump 2020. Thanks for being with us, and good luck in the coming days. And give us more good news whenever you can. Thank you. Let HelloFresh spice up mealtime at home this holiday season. Right now, you can take advantage of limited-time Black Friday savings and see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh gives you simple recipes and fresh ingredients, sourced directly from growers and delivered to your door contact-free. With more than 22 weekly recipes, there's something for everyone to enjoy. Anyone who comes back, if they're defying these instructions and returns to the family homestead, you can have something for them. Family friendly, vegetarian, low calorie choices. I just had some firecracker meatballs last week. Taylor, you had some Korean food, right?
From and it was absolutely delicious and so easy to prepare. And here's the thing, this time of year, stuff like this, HelloFresh, the meals become crucial, because even if you're having fewer people over, you might be having more frequent gatherings because you're having fewer people. So you want to have some meals that are easy to put together. You don't want to be focusing on what's going to be for dinner for you and your family over the next couple of nights. So this is the way to go.
And with states like Pennsylvania shutting down the taverns, the bar rooms, and New York and Boston thinking about shutting down all the restaurants, you need to have some food around the house. And these are good, solid meals. Say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping. HelloFresh recipes are easy to follow with simple steps and pictures. You can get meals on the table in as little as 20 minutes. Plus, by skipping the store, you can save up to 40% on groceries, cut food waste by 25%, save time so you have more time to celebrate the holidays with loved ones. Go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie90 for $90 off, including free shipping during HelloFresh's Black Friday sale. For a limited time only, go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie90 for $90 off. HelloFresh.com. I'm Howie Carr.
They call him the Trash Man, but we'll call him Captain Howie Carr.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane? I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. And you may have seen the video or read stories on the internet about Governor Phil Murphy from New Jersey. He boasts or is ashamed of the highest death rate in the country for COVID and one of the highest unemployment rates. He's been a complete catastrophe managing this. But he went out for dinner recently wearing no mask. He was outside, though, and is with his wife and his four kids. And two women just cursed him out, cursed out a blue streak at him. Let's play the cut here. Cut 12.
Oh, my God.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, my God, Murphy.
How you doing?
Such a You're having you fun with your family. In the meantime, you're having all kind of other bull going on in your house.
A little too drunk?
No, I'm not drunk. As a matter of fact.
Can you put your mask on?
You can go yourself. How's that?
Well, you I don't need a mask on.
You know why I don't need a mask? Because there ain't nothing.
Another satisfied constituent of Governor Phil Murphy. So, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy's constituents have yelled at him while he was dining without a mask?
I got no problems with it, so I'm going to say yes.
86% say yes.
Yeah. You know the old saying, Taylor, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. He's been lecturing everybody. He's down on the Jersey Shore arresting, having his cops arrest people in the Hasidic Jewish community for having weddings or funerals. You know, let him take a little blowback too at the same time. Nobody was threatening him. They were just expressing their First Amendment rights as much as he and all the other blue governors in the Northeast, including Charlie Baker in Massachusetts, who's allegedly a Republican, would like to take away your First Amendment rights. Anyway, let's play the Andrew Cuomo cut. This is Andrew Cuomo lecturing everybody, much like Phil Murphy or Charlie Baker or Gretchen Whitmer, Tom Wolf, et cetera, et cetera. This is cut number two.
You know what love is on Thanksgiving? I love you so much, and I'm so thankful for you, that I'm not going to see you. That's how you show me you love me. I'm not going to see you. That's how much I love you.
No, you're not going to see your mother or your kids. He is going to see his 89-year-old mother, the widow of Mario Cuomo, and his two daughters by the Kennedy woman. So he just announced that. So again, do as he says, not as he does. That's the latest from Andrew Cuomo. His two daughters are going to join him at Thanksgiving dinner along with his mother. So, and he's,
my advice on Thanksgiving, don't be a turkey.
What could be a bigger turkey than to tell people to do something that you yourself have no intention of doing?
Don't want to be the turkey on Thanksgiving.
You are the biggest oven stuffer butterball in Albany, New York.
Was that another one of, just really thinking about that cut now, is that another veiled threat from Governor Cuomo that you're going to die if you go to anybody's house on Thanksgiving? Saying the turkey on Thanksgiving is served up dead, right?
Yeah.
So he's saying if you're going to go to anybody's house, you're going to be the Thanksgiving turkey. Not just like a comical turkey, just a dead turkey.
I think you're reading too much into it. I don't think he puts too much thought into his proclamations, Taylor. He just assumes that everyone will bow down and say, oh, gosh, you're
I don't know.
So...
I think you got to listen to that whole cut again. Hold on.
My advice on Thanksgiving, don't be a turkey. You don't want to be the turkey on Thanksgiving.
No, I think it just means, you know, a turkey in the figurative sense.
I don't know. I think he's going with the sleeping with the fishes vibe.
Okay, play cut three before we have to take a break here. This is also Andrew Cuomo.
This is not a normal Thanksgiving. It's a better than normal Thanksgiving. It's a deeper Thanksgiving. It's a more meaningful Thanksgiving.
Sounds like it's just going to be a normal Thanksgiving for Governor Cuomo. He's going to have his mother and his kids with him. We'll be right back with Joe DiGenova. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Joining us now, as he does every Monday at this time on Newsmax, is Joe DiGenova, the former U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, and he's been involved in the Trump legal team efforts to get courts to successfully challenge some of these election results, and we just wanted to check in with him today. Joe DiGenova, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
My pleasure, Howie.
So what happened with Sidney Powell? I got to ask you that question first, Joe. What's going on? What happened?
The decision was made by people who were in charge of the legal team that we needed to be able to focus on our arguments, which are under litigation in a number of federal courts around the country, claiming that we were excluded from observing, that different voters were treated differently in different counties with regard to curing votes,
right,
et cetera, et cetera. And her focus on Dominion and a large-scale conspiracy that she outlined was inconsistent with those efforts, but we thought they should be pursued by her. And it was decided by people who were led by Rudy Giuliani and others that those efforts should proceed independently of everything that we are doing because they're not part of our legal arguments before the federal courts. And she agreed with that. And she agreed to pursue them independently through her group, We the People, which is separately funded. And so that's what happened.
So are you saying this was a mutual decision and that there are no hard feelings with Sidney Powell?
No, absolutely. In fact, she can do now whatever she wants to do because she does not represent the president of the United States, either personally or in his capacity as a candidate. She can do whatever she needs to do to make her case the way she wants to make it without the limitations which we would have to impose upon her because of our litigation over due process and equal protection, which is a different series of arguments. And we encouraged her to do that, and we hope she succeeds.
Have you seen any of the evidence that she's been talking about or was talking about late last week?
Well, we certainly have evidence which we intend to use in our own litigation about statistical analysis of their work and about their pedigree and about their role in this and about their back doors and about things like that. I have not seen all the other things that she mentioned in the news conference, but I have no doubt if she says it, she has it.
Now, do you think, though, when you're talking about curing the ballots, say, in Pennsylvania and some of these counties, in the Democrat counties, they were just changing the ballots to make them legal, but they weren't doing it in Republican counties, and then dead people voting all over the battleground states. Do you think you have enough ballots to convince a court that the election really hinges on those number of ballots?
Yes, when you include, because the curing issue is only one thing, when you include the fact that over 800,000 ballots were never observed by a Republican counting watcher, an observer who under the law of the state of Pennsylvania are required to be present so that they can observe the unsealing of the mail-in, mail-out, and absentee ballots. Not a single Republican was permitted in Philadelphia or Pittsburgh or in Detroit to observe a single ballot being taken out of an envelope. When those envelopes are discarded, they are never recoverable again, and you can never, therefore, verify the legitimacy of the ballot. So with all of the issues, including that, the fact that we Republicans were systematically excluded from observing ballots in the key Democratic machine-run cities in Pennsylvania, that would be Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, and in Michigan, in Wayne County and Detroit, there are more than enough votes to overturn the election.
And so what would the court do, whether it's the Supreme Court or the Circuit Court of Appeals, what would they do if they overturned the election? Who makes the decision?
Well, let me ask you this, Howie. So let's take this where it lies. All of these Republicans were excluded from observing the opening of the absentee mail-in and mail-out ballots, which is the only way you can assure that what the counters are telling you is true, that these are legitimate ballots. So why did they do that? They did that where, like in Detroit, where they put cardboard over the windows so you couldn't see what they were doing. Why the hell would you do that? Why the hell would you exclude people? Because you didn't want to see what you were doing. So what's the remedy? Are you going to leave those votes in, which were never legitimately observed and certified and verified? What's the remedy? This is not the problem of the Republicans or the president. We weren't the ones who excluded ourselves from the observation. The Democrat machines excluded us from observation. So what's the remedy? There's only one remedy, and that is you throw out all those ballots that were never observed. Every single one of them gets thrown out. That's the remedy. If you can't do that, then you got nothing but dirty elections for the next 50 years. It's real simple. It's not complicated. If they don't want you to watch, why do they not want you to watch?
So how many votes would you be throwing out in Pennsylvania? Or should I put it this way? How many votes does Trump win by if you throw out all the contaminated ballots? And same thing, same question in Michigan.
He wins by a landslide in both states.
Is that enough to put him over the top, or does he need Wisconsin?
He could use Nevada. I'm not sure of the numbers on that. I'm not doing that kind of counting. We're working on legal theories to win cases. The numbers, that's for everybody. We want to win as many states as possible. And we're going to get as many of these cases, whether it's Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania. We got Georgia. I mean, every one of those states is in play. And the Supreme Court is not going to take these cases unless they believe that it will determine the outcome of the election. And that is what we are arguing. Now, the remedy, we're hearing from these people today. Oh, you want to have the state legislatures hold hearings on these cases because you don't like the result and you're trying to deny black people the right to vote. No, actually, the people who are denying black people the right to vote are the Democrats who created the situation where the ballots could not be observed, but for the illegal conduct of Democratic machine politics in the major cities in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin and Arizona and elsewhere, we wouldn't be in this position. It's not the fault of the president and the Republican Party that the Democratic machines in these cities prevented legitimate observations and certification and verification. It's their problem. They're the ones who are denying people the right to vote. And they're the ones who are diluting the votes of American citizens. This nonsense from these clowns in Michigan and Pennsylvania that this is an effort to suppress black vote is such crap. That, listen, Trump got more black votes than any American Republican presidential candidate in history. Give me a break.
The Democrats are going to say, well, we need to have discovery and we need to introduce evidence. And, let's have a hearing in March on pleadings. You know the way it works, Joe. You know better than me.
That's not going to happen. We need to get relief now or these cases are over. We only have about 3 weeks to get this all done. Today, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals granted expedited review of our appeal from that horrific decision the other day by that judge in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, the Obama judge. Oh my God, you read that opinion. It's like first year law student. It's an abysmal, sophomoric, juvenile ruling. I mean, he turns due process and equal protection on its head. It's one of the worst judicial opinions I've ever seen. He's going to be summarily reversed by the Third Circuit.
But you're going to be running up against those Obama and Clinton judges at every step of the way, aren't you?
It depends on, you know, you don't necessarily get those judges. You know, there's a lot of judges on each circuit. And the Supreme Court now has a justice assigned to each of these major areas to immediately review cases and grant relief if necessary. So the Supreme Court is ready. They understand. Justices have been assigned. Nobody said this is easy, Howie. Now, remember, Bush v. Gore is one state, one group, one litigation, a couple of counties. That's all it was. This is six states, seven states, judges all over the place, lawyers all over the place, a huge, huge ask on the part of us and asking the lawyers that are working on these things. But we got some great lawyers. They're doing a great job. And all we can do is fight. Look, we're not going to give up. The president's not going to give up. He's a fighter. You know that as well as I do. You've talked to him before. We've been talking to the president every day, giving him updates on what's going on. He's just the same as he's always been. He's not going to give up. He's not going to concede. He's never going to concede because he knows that this election was stolen. Listen, when that vote counting stopped universally in all the big states, in all the swing states, the vote stopped. There was a circuit break. They all stopped at the same time. And then all those hundreds of thousands of ballots in each of the states just came pouring in. That was no coincidence. That was a coincidence with a purpose. This was planned. It was done to be done this way. The Democrats didn't spend 3 years litigating before this election to get the mail-in ballot voting laws changed in each state. Even if they weren't done by the legislatures, they did it for a reason, so they could do exactly what happened on election night. And this had nothing to do with COVID. This effort to change the laws on mail-in, mail-out, and absentee ballots was done by Democrats 3 years ago. It started litigation in state courts long before there was coronavirus.
Who assigned those justices to the various circuits? Because it seems like the Trump campaign got a real break. All these places, Georgia's Clarence Thomas and, I think Michigan is, and Wisconsin are Brett Kavanaugh. So these are all, pro-Trump judges, you would think. Did Roberts make those assignments?
Yes.
He did?
Yes.
That's interesting, isn't it?
I think he has respect for all those people because he knows they're not going to play games. They may, listen, just because they're Republicans and they're conservatives, let me tell you, these guys don't want to get involved in these cases, no matter who they are. They saw what happened in Bush v. Gore. They saw what Obama did to the Supreme Court on the Affordable Care Act, where he tried to rip the court to shreds, and he did affect Roberts. They saw what the President Obama did when he embarrassed the court about Citizens United during his first State of the Union address in 2010. I mean, Obama was an embarrassment as the president when it came to relationships with the court. No one has ever been more insulting and degrading of the Supreme Court than Barack Obama, this two-bit phony from Chicago. But the bottom line is Roberts made the assignments. They're good assignments. And it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean we're going to win. We got to win with good arguments.
All right, Joe DiGenova, that one last question. Devin Nunes said he hasn't seen any indictments. He's getting very worried. What's happening with Durham? Is there any chance we're going to see any indictments?
There better be. Let me tell you, if there aren't, and if there's no report, I don't know what the hell all this was about.
I know. A lot of us are concerned that all these people are walking away, and they're.
I'm gonna give them a break until it's over, and then if it ends with nothing, then I'll have plenty to say about everybody involved in it.
All right, Joe, keep up the good work and keep working hard and let's win this thing. Thank you. Thank you, Joe DiGenova, former U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. Andy Snyder from Manward Press wants you to know that starting just days from now, a select but highly powerful group virtually handpicked by the Obama administration will lay the groundwork for an audacious new law. A devastating announcement on December 16th could change America forever. To learn more, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the American flag banner. This could have a longer lasting financial and personal impact than the crisis of 2008. In the video, Andy will lay out the five simple steps for you that will help you avoid the economic chaos that could lie ahead. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the American flag banner. That's HowieCarshow.com and click on the flag banner. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
You know, many of the blue states have snitch lines where you can call and rat out your neighbor anonymously. The Karens of the world are really into the snitch lines. But Oregon Governor Kate Brown, who's she's sort of a Cuomo of the West Coast. She had to exhort people to use the snitch line to call out their neighbors. Cut four.
Do you want people calling the police on their neighbors, not emergency lines or 911?
Look, this is no different than what happens if there's a party down the street and it's keeping everyone awake. What do neighbors do? They call law enforcement because it's too noisy.
That could be a yes.
Yes, yes.
She wants you to call 911. If you observe anybody having a good time in Oregon, unless, of course, they're peacefully protesting and trying to burn down the Mark O. Hatfield Federal Courthouse in downtown Portland, in which case, don't bother to call because no one's going to come because they don't want to stop that from happening because that's a peaceful protest. Amanda, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Amanda.
Really?
You there?
Hey. Yes, I'm here. Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm actually watching the Howie Carr show at the moment and he's talking to someone else. No?
No, well, I'm talking to you now, Amanda. I'm Howie Carr. So you're all set.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Howie. Okay, yeah, so I'm calling from the United Kingdom, and I just wanted to, you know, try and get the information out there through you because you have such a great show and you speak the truth, so thank you to you for that.
Thank you.
I'm a great fan of Newsmax, by the way. I left Fox, like many millions of other people, on the night of the election. I know you haven't have a time constraint, so let me get straight to it. So basically, the company that Sidney Powell is investigating,
yes,
Dominion, they are connected and affiliated with a company called Smartmatic, which you've obviously heard of as well.
Right.
And Smartmatic are based in London. I don't know why. I don't know how that happened, because they do most definitely have very shady origins. In Venezuela. The CEO, who's also based in London, is, you can look him up on Google via the company. He is Venezuelan. So he's obviously one of the original founders of the company when it was started in Venezuela.
Who's easier to find in the UK these days, Amanda? Christopher Steele from Fusion GPS or the president of Smartmatic?
The president of Smartmatic, believe it or not, is actually easier to look up than Christopher Steele.
Yeah. So
and the concerning thing about Smartmatic is, getting to the point of me calling, is that Sydney was completely correct, 100% correct, when she announced in the press conference that the chairman of Smartmatic is a Lord Mark Malik Brown. He's still a member of the House of Lords over here.
Right. And he's a big Soros guy. We've read a lot about him in the last 10 days or so. Amanda from the UK, please keep watching us on Newsmax, and we appreciate it. All of our new listeners, I'm Howie Carr.